Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sandspans Radio, get him good.
Hey everyone, are you in Sydney on the 2nd or 3rd of Feb? Then why not come and see us at the Chippendale Hotel? It'll be our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, on the Thursday, and on the Friday we're teaming up with Film Feuds. And this time, we're bringing our good friend and your favourite DM, Adam. Tickets are available in the show notes, seating is very limited, so get in while you can. Also, little announcement, we're going to be at RTX Sydney this year, doing a panel on the Sunday at 2:30. That's pretty neat. Probably going to be talking about Mario living in New York, because, like, what's up with that? So to celebrate, we're giving away 3 double weekend passes for you to come and hang out and see cool stuff like the Nintendo Switch and our faces. To enter the draw, simply head to our Twitter and tweet us with the hashtag LetMeRTX. And, like, what would you do with an alive hat? Would you feed it? If it got muddy, would it be okay with me throwing it in the washing machine? Or if it was sunny out? Would it want to wear an even smaller hat on its head to keep the glare out of its eyes? Or, like, you know when you put your sunnies on top of your head, or in this case, the hat? Would the hat be like, oh, that's sweet, thank you, or would it just disorientate the hat? I have a lot of hat-based questions for this game. Anyways, enjoy the show, and remember to tweet us with the hashtag LetMeRTX.
Welcome to episode 22 of Hus Firma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously...
Do you know what happens to cowards? They don't get buried in graveyards, you know that.
We're losing this town. We don't need this on this night.
I like the heavy sarcasm with which he'd say there's drow about.
There's drow
about.
Disgruntledly, I end the spell.
You're gonna get thrown in a river!
Where's the nearest river?
It's frozen over.
Oh, that'd just break your back.
Yeah.
Oh, would you charm me, Zilly?
I didn't. I did.
Lie to your face. I didn't charm you. I didn't charm you. You're an idiot.
Okay.
I was going to take you away.
Oh,
I'm not
no,
even joking. That was my plan.
No.
I was like, fuck this town. My mother figure's gone. Not anymore, Zilly. You're not getting to Esmeralda with me.
The trauma train has no brakes, guys. In the night, if you'll check under your seats, you've all won a prize. And you win a level.
Yeah!
And you win a level.
Yay!
Everyone goes up to level 6.
The only fucking good news we've had this game.
I'll put my arcane mark on it, Adam. That's a level 0 spell.
I'm like...
Then...
I guess, yes.
I cannot think of a single instance where Zilly used her arcane mark.
So, before you guys leave, would you like to make any preparations?
Before we leave, I'm scanning the horizon for Mr. Fist. I'm just letting you know.
And I start unstringing those elves. Well, drow. And
I'm digging a hole.
Please, they prefer full elves.
Yeah!
Yeah, you're going to die for that.
Cassius.
Yeah.
I want to bury Daniel before we go.
You didn't really have like a church here, but there was like a little graveyard sort of type thing. You could try burying him there, but
next
people
the
might get mad if they find out.
Next to the orphanage.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Well, Zilly's house. Zilly, you knew him the most.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll
where would you?
Where do you bury the drow? Where do you bury Daniel?
The drow, fucking anywhere.
Drow.
A couple unmarked graves.
Where would be appropriate for our
custom? Probably outside the town, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's... Well, to be fair, custom dictates that they get buried in the graveyard.
But not the drow, they're the enemy.
Even enemy, but these are, like, much hated enemy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like
so, like,
getting...
if another... Say, for example, if, like, a war tribe of other, like, people such as yourselves attacked, they would be buried in your graveyard by your custom. But the drow, you probably wouldn't.
That's okay. We'll bury them in the woods somewhere.
There's no woods.
We'll bury them in the wastes somewhere.
How many times?
I need to say that. Ah, classic Adam.
Yeah.
Eventually,
whatever.
Yeah, by the time you've left, I won't have to deal with it again.
Our custom dictates to where we would bury the drow, where we would do that.
So, that would be in the graveyard, but people would get mad. So there's like this custom, and then there's what people do. For example, by custom, Ali should have been drowned at birth. Azili, sorry.
What?
Those who show magical aptitude get drowned.
Oh, yay. That's why you always want to throw me in the river.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's why.
Makes sense.
We'll find somewhere in the
tundra to bury. The boonies.
Yeah, in the sticks.
In
One-Eyed Mistress stopped that from happening.
Wherever we think is appropriate to bury the drow, we'll do that. And I think, Daniel, I'll talk to Zilly and be where do you want orphanage or near the smoldering remains of the orphanage, smoldering remains of your house? What would you like?
Oh, it's not small. It's just been
consult
ransacked.
His dad.
Yeah, we can't.
We don't know where he is.
I think it would be better to go to the shack.
Or do we? Because quite frankly, I don't want to leave him here until we go back to Kulhof. If he may or may not be dead, what fucking Bertrand?
Yeah, we'll take him to the shack, and then we'll just we'll give him a proper burial.
Is there any wood nearby?
Not was it a lot of the. Well, you'd be
enough for a coffin. That's what I mean.
Oh no, definitely not. You could make maybe a what do you call it? Like the thing that goes at the end of the grave.
Gravestone.
Tombstone.
That's it. Well, it's not really a tombstone.
Shallow tundra. Grave.
There's something else. There's another word for it when it's made out of wood, surely?
No.
Gravestone?
What's it?
No, you're right.
Grave marker, I think. Marker. It's not necessarily.
Gravestone for wood. No, you're right. That wouldn't make
hold
sense.
Hold the phone.
What's the difference between a tombstone and a gravestone?
Tombstone is a wrestler. I don't think there is a difference between tombstone and gravestone.
I'll shape some of the wood into a.
Oh, you've got that magic spell.
Like shape a marker.
Wood. That's why I was going to shape some wood into a coffin, but there's not enough. Alas.
I guess if you're taking from buildings.
I could do that. Whatever. Like we're coming back here.
I'm just gonna I'll use his chain mail thing as a marker. Oh, not he's nice. Like he's chained what do you call it?
Yeah, Bobby yeah.
thing.
The thing he used to kill himself.
That's a bit dark.
That's a bit
just
dark.
A little on the nose.
That's a little on the okay, never mind. We'll do the great
and bury him where he killed himself. No, perfect.
Yeah.
Look, I'll use some of the wood from one of the buildings.
You fashion a coffin.
Place him inside.
Are you keeping his weapon?
Bury him with it.
It's worth a lot of money, guys.
I have no real need for it, but if you guys want
to
keep it.
No, that's... I was going to keep it and give it to Kulhof.
That's nice fine. Idea. We can probably store it in the shack, too.
So let's chuck that in the old...
Party inventory.
Inventory.
In the bag of holding.
So wait, you're holding onto the chain?
Yeah.
Cool. So you'll want to write...
Are you going to ever use it as a weapon?
I think we're using it as a weapon.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
Put it in a bag of holding.
We're going to give it to Kulhof.
Oh, to Kulhof. Okay, cool.
If he's alive.
Adam, you know, give us that face.
We'll bury him.
Near the
we'll
shack.
Dig a grave near the shack, chuck the coffin in.
Cool. That takes you a couple hours. Are you going to say anything?
I was going to say. Do you want to say a few words?
Yeah.
I'll say something I'll use whatever Bertram, the whole thing that we're all scared. And that kind of stuff, and that I know you didn't get quite the hero's death that you wanted, but sometimes that's life, and sometimes we don't get what we deserve.
I'd like to say, Daniel, that I cherish all of his memories very dearly, and that I'm sorry he felt the need to take his own life, and he obviously meant so much to me that in my moment of panic, I betrayed my closest friends.
But I think that's a speech more
I like
for
that
us.
You're using this speech to fucking...
Maybe sneakily be like, Cassius, hey, take me to Azumarill.
I like that we also left Cassius for the last, because we know Cassius is going to give the most ringing endorsement of Daniel.
No, I'm going to be like,
fuckboy.
You're the original fuckboy.
Pop a squat, piss on the grave. No, I'm going to be like...
Okay, and moving on.
Daniel, the four of us were taken in by Mistra because we had nowhere else to go. And I remember as kids, we were you couldn't really separate the four of us. So
you didn't really know Daniel that well
as a kid. It was the three of us. He was also there.
Hey, he was there.
You were there for like a year or two, like towards the end.
Quit. But
that
was
could we separate
D&D
us
God.
During that year though? Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Fucking know.
Exactly.
I would like to say to some D&D,
you
God,
forgot him.
You did forget him.
I'm blaming that on alcohol.
Too much whiskey.
I'm gonna be like, you know, and it's such a shame that when we all came back together, that it had to be like this. I'm sorry, Daniel.
Are you doing the speech more for Zilly?
No, I'm doing the speech for Daniel. No, but it's also relevant to the three of us. And then we'll bury him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just going to yell at you before, so it's fine. Okay. I was like, D&D God, let him have his moment. Quit putting facts in the middle of him.
Why ruin the story with a bunch of good facts?
Exactly.
Jinx.
Moving on.
Okay, you bury the corpse.
Yep.
It takes a couple hours, and you are you going to put like a grave marker or something?
Yeah,
like
just
that?
A marker. Yeah.
I'll
nothing...
shape some wood or something into a something relevant to our people.
What are you going
to
put on it?
Daniel Hoff.
I think you should make it really subtle because if they come back and they find it, they might go get real mad.
Mm. Mm. Did his family have like a specific symbol or like a sigil?
What you might want to do is he actually knew his surname from like his original parents. So
what?
There's like, hey, put Hoff or put
what?
Holmberg.
Okay.
It's up to you.
German? Is he D&D German?
I believe I've told that this is like Nordic type people, so Nordic type name.
I'll put Holmberg because people probably knew him as...
I don't really know if German is Nordic.
You don't really know what he went by. You only knew him for 2 years before he was even adopted.
I'd just like, just leave it unmarked for now.
Okay.
Cool. So unmarked grave?
I'd like to put Wesley's scarf.
But it
there.
Has a marker, so is it unmarked?
It's a marked grave.
It's a marked grave.
It's an unnamed.
But it's like
a marked
unnamed
improvement on an unmarked grave. Yeah. Hey yo, Jackson Bailey, knocking him out of the park.
Yeah. Bury him in the shack, and then we head north.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'd like to crumble the chalk I took from the rock at the orphanage before we leave.
Crumble it.
Yeah.
Just over.
Just be like as though I'm spreading ashes.
Over the
orphanage.
Oh. What happened to Misha? Okay. Did we give her like a good old burial?
No, I think we just walked away and dealt with our problems accordingly.
Yeah.
No, her body was buried in the graveyard.
Okay.
I know we didn't say this, but I'd like to say we mourned heavily at that time and it was very appropriate.
It wasn't really like, it was actually done while you guys were away, so you didn't really have a chance.
Yeah, we didn't really have a chance to mourn. My mourning was destroying the rock.
A bunch of the young kids did it.
Mm.
Okay.
Maybe I'll put the chalk on her grave then.
Yeah.
How about that?
Quiet word over Misha's
grave
and, go north.
Yeah, we'll head north.
Try to find any remnants of Herja, which I think she's dead.
I think everyone's dead, Zach.
Cassius is so broken, you guys. Remember season 2, Cassius? Yeah. Fuck boys in the deck of a ship.
Yeah, fighting people.
Having a great time.
Yeah.
Banging other dwarves.
Did you lose an alignment, Cassius?
What is your alignment?
Chaotic neutral.
She's fine.
That's mine.
Whatever, this is good times.
Dunno. What is it?
Chaotic neutral.
All right, we're a character, you should fight.
Yeah.
All right.
And you've fallen the worst.
I have.
You're the only one who's fallen.
Literally the only one who's fallen. All right, let's...
Let's chuff north.
So it's a bit difficult for you, though, because as you're heading there, a storm starts brewing up again. So, like, another blizzard starts rolling in. You're moving through, you're moving through into the against the wind, and as the snow hits you and hits you and hits you, your faces get like numb and red and like really puffy and such. Mm-hmm. And you put your hands in like pockets or inside deep in your cloaks or something like that to keep them warm.
Cassius, can you do endure elements?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to cast it 3 times. Okay, you lose 3 endure elements.
Yep, I think that's a second level from memory.
Can't remember myself. You'll have it there.
No, first level.
There you go. 3 first level spells. It'll take you in the blizzard, it'll take you maybe 4 days to get there.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Okay.
So
it takes.
Four days.
Was there any tents or something that we could have like tried to?
They didn't have tents, period. Although to be fair, everyone gets 1 day's extra rations.
I'm a day's ration short, then.
Mm.
Just letting you know, I guess I'm forage in a blizzard.
I've got...
Yeah, good luck with that.
Eat dead mice.
I've got 6
Welcome
rations
to the long, dark D&D style, Jackson. Yes.
I got a bunch of rations.
I can share rations with you.
Yeah. I got a bunch of rations.
4 days rations?
Yeah, I've got 6 days ration, so I can give you four.
All right.
Actually, I have 7 days because you gave us an extra one. So 18. I'll just use all mine, as in we'll just share.
I got 18.
Throw it out.
You got 18 rations. Got 18.
No, well, I'd keep that to myself.
But when we...
I accept your rations. I'll take them from you.
I've got 18.
That's fine. We'll just eat off you for the rest of the time.
Right. So on the fourth day, you're like nearly there. You can see the base of the mountains. And you're like, you know, just trudging through. The snow is like basically waist deep for most of you. For Cassius, it's a bit deeper.
Oh, God. About tit deep?
Yeah, sure, why not? It's like super deep, and you're just like trying to trudge your way on top of it for the most part, but every now and then you like trip, stumble, and you sink into the snow.
Oof.
Lift
you up as soon as you do.
Every now and then, not necessarily wanting. Yeah, okay, so all three of you on like spot, just like on a rocky outcrop near the base of the mountain, this white, pure white wolf steps up onto the crest of it and looks down at you with this haughty expression.
That's a haughty looking wolf.
That's one haughty fucking wolf.
Fuck up. Cassius, you know a winter wolf when you see one.
I'd like to cast Talk with Animals.
Okay, you do so.
Hey, winter wolf! I don't have time to worry about your shit right now! Fuck off! Let us get on with our quest! Jesus!
Good.
I hope I get to fist fight this winter wolf.
Get the hammer ready.
Okay.
Fucking pull up my fists. Bull strength.
Maybe like a pack of 25 wolves like start lining around the rocky face here.
I'm a Cleveland wolf.
In common, the winter wolf responds to you.
Gracious!
A toll to pass through my lands.
What would you like, Winter Wolf?
Something magical.
Oh, well, have I got a deal for you, Cloudy Gem?
Nope. Would you like an easel?
Not that one. She's got...
I was just going to give him a fucking, like, random...
gem? Cloudy Gem? Like a gem with no magic.
You going to offer that?
Oh, why don't we just give him a fucking... Yeah, that.
What's its magic, the wolf says.
How about a ham crossbow?
No. The magic is when you hold it in your mouth. Just a second, let me tell you what it does. It is out of this fucking world.
Cassia said, consulting her spell list.
Are we really going to fuck these guys up?
Yeah, fuck them.
Right. What are the magic items? Why don't we just give them the easel?
What do you want with a magical item, wolf?
It creates 2 gallons of water.
Yes.
What use do I have of water?
Sometimes you get thirsty, wolf. Well, I really don't have time for this.
What do you want to do with any magical item, wolf?
Hang on.
What does a wolf need with magic?
Fuck this.
Fuck this. What are we doing arguing with wolves?
No. I don't want it.
I don't care then, wolf. Let's fight.
For real?
No. Fuck these wolves.
We got a magical paintbrush, but you got no thumbs, you piece of shit.
Fuck you.
I want it for my horde.
Okay.
You got a horde?
Come on.
Winter wolf with the horde.
Oh, you think you're so special, don't you? We're the fucking horde, and then you can talk common. Fuck you, winter wolf.
Fuck you, winter wolf. Fuck you.
You guys are going to be singing.
I become a bear. I'm going to kill these winter wolves. I become a bear. Let's go.
Okay.
All God of the damn, anger I have God at the world is going to come out at this wolf. This will be cathartic.
All I have is like fucking Daniel's chain, and I'm like, no, that's for Carl.
Yep, let's fuck these guys today. Let's fuck them, fuck them, fuck them.
Fuck them, just fuck these wolves.
I like how you did this little speech.
Silly,
like,
magic missile this motherfucker in the face.
I'd like to use a lightning instead.
What?
I know.
Yeah, you've got a new spell.
Oh my grief.
You have third level spells now.
Yeah, I know.
My grief has been manifested into one spell.
Cassius, you're first?
I'm first?
Yep.
Can I reach a wolf in time?
I
become a bear, by the way.
You have like fucking flames and shit?
Yeah, I do. Fuck them. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about.
It's about becoming a bear.
It's about becoming a bear and punching some wolves to death.
So, like I said, the winter wolf is like in the middle of this massive pack, 25 wolves.
Oh my God.
On the like lip of a rocky outcrop. You're like looking up at them. Mm-hmm.
You could probably reach the Winterwolf this round, but you'd be like fighting slightly at a disadvantage because it would have height on you.
Okay, maybe I won't transform then. I will instead.
I'm sorry. That's already happened.
Oh, that's okay then.
Oh, Adam, mean.
No, whatever. Then I'll wait
he
for
wants
them
to be a bear.
Yeah, he does.
I'll wait for them to come down then.
Remember, you've used three endure elements this day.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
And to speak to animals.
Presumably, you did them every day.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to hold your action?
Yeah, I'll hold my action till I'm in range of Earth.
Okay, so basically what happens is, instead of using your turn right now, you just wait until something else happens, and then you get your turn.
Yep.
So, Zilly?
Lightning those motherfuckers.
Lightning or web them.
I'd like to jump in front of Cassius and then use lightning.
Sick.
So, lightning affects like a line. They're in a line, but it's not the right way for you. You could still do it, but you'll really only be able to hit one. It's up to you.
I'd maybe web them, maybe.
I don't know if I'm close enough, though.
Because there's 25 of them.
Am I close enough to web? Because otherwise I'll just use magic missile.
You're too far away to web. You're about 30 feet away from
magic
these guys.
Magic missile. But I would like to make it very clear that I've jumped in front of Cassius, possibly to protect her.
I was actually just expecting you guys to offer up a magic item, but okay.
We're too mad at this wolf. Like, what does he want? Wants our easel?
How dare a winter wolf think that this is the time that he is, like even a blip on our fucking radar.
So you get...
Fuck off, Winter Wolf.
We're going to kill so many wolves today. I don't care. Good. I don't care. These are going to die.
I'll be wearing that pelt of that other wolf I killed at the time. Fuck these wolves.
You know, I have a scimitar, and I think I've literally never used it.
I think he used it once to describe what it was and then put it away.
Yeah.
You get three missiles that you can shoot.
All at the alpha,
you
please.
Can make... Sorry?
All at the alpha.
Okay.
That winter wolf.
Because there's 20... Wolf. 25 wolves, one winter wolf. Easy.
What the fuck's a winter wolf then? Is it like a Game of Thrones style?
Yeah.
Like a dire
wolf? Like a dire wolf, but winter.
But cold though.
Also, maybe magic because he was speaking to us in common. True. Let's not forget that.
Have we ever dealt with...
We know winter wolves.
Sort of.
Yeah, you told us in like the very first episode of this season that we did.
Yeah, you did. We've lived in House Firma.
Yeah, no, winter wolves are like some... They're an occurrence, but it's a rare occurrence.
Okay. I'd rather be like, oh my god, I talk wolf. Like, fuck this bullshit.
I know.
Fuck you know a little bit about winter wolves, I'd say.
We can roll for it if you want.
Oh, no, I think you've already done that.
No, yeah,
they
yeah.
No. Can like breathe a cone of like freezing cold.
That's bad.
That's why we kill him first.
Yeah.
Also, their bites like chill flesh, like what your hammer does.
You know what? We don't care anymore, Adam.
We will kill this winter wolf.
We will go down fighting if that's the last thing we do.
The three magical missiles launch from your hand and pepper the winter wolf. It like growls angrily, but it doesn't seem too badly wounded. Edric?
So I can't reach him either?
You can reach. What are you wearing? Armor? I forget.
Half plate.
You can't reach them this round, though.
Alright.
You could, but you couldn't attack this round.
I'm just going to stand in front, so of like Zilly and Cassius.
Cassius is a bear. I don't think Cassius needs protection.
Stand in front of Zilly, sorry. And bow and arrow. That winter wolf in its stupid face.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's dumb magic face.
About to say roll
it's dumb magic
stupid
face.
Magic motherfucking winter wolf fuckboy face.
Mm. Mm. Okay, so you draw and knock an arrow, but your hands are so cold. And you just, like, let go of the arrow before it, you're not even sure what was about to happen, but you're pretty sure. If you'd held on to it, your hands would have just cracked with ice.
Yeah,
interestingly enough, now that you're sixth level, you can attack twice a turn as a fighter.
That's
would you like
good.
To attack again?
What?
Yeah, how good are fighters, mate?
What?
Oh my god!
Yes?
That's a hit. Okay.
That's a crit fail.
I'm an idiot.
Your arrow strikes the winter wolf in its, like, flank.
Dumb face.
No,
dumb
in its flank.
Fuck you.
Dumb
flank.
Hang
on.
It's
fuck
a very
you.
Glancing blow, though. The arrow almost, like, completely just, like, bounces off, but it manages to draw blood.
Good. Sick. When you yell, fuck you.
The winter
you
wolf howls, and all 25 wolves, except the winter wolf,
charge down to meet you. Cassius, you get your turn.
I'd like to just fucking destroy one. Like, whatever's closest, just tear it in fucking half.
I've had enough!
You're a black bear, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, what she said!
Yeah, I'm a black bear. I'm one hell of a black bear, tell you what.
You hit one.
You could have hit more than one?
That would be amazing.
You get multiple attacks.
Uh-huh.
Fuck yeah, a black bear. Imagine if I just killed three in one go.
You strike it. You get two more attacks. Do you want to attack the same one again and again?
Yeah.
Is it dead?
Let's just...
I just realized I was rolling on the paper, so it we lacked a little foley there. second attack misses. So claw, and then a bite.
Yeah, I hope I bite its head. Yes. Nah. Ah, claw
the wolf
like, once.
You clobber the wolf once, and then it gets super wary, so your follow-up attack, it, like, dodges, and then it's just out of reach when you
Fair
try to
enough.
Bite it.
Crafty fucking...
Bullshit wolves turn.
I was like, what does Bull Rush
all
do?
20 of them.
Bull Rush?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I gave you improved Bull Rush. Bull Rush, like, pushes someone back.
I'll jump in front of you.
But okay. You need to have, like, a... You need to have, like, a run-up. It's, like, running into someone, basically. Cool.
And I've got...
With force.
Track, which is, I guess...
Track allows you to track.
Not exactly helpful at this very point in time.
Adam,
but
natural spell? Did I always have that?
Oh, no, I gave that to you when you leveled up. Sorry, I should have explained all of this.
Whatever.
Idiot. Natural spell allows you to cast spells while you're in bear.
Are you shitting me?
No. You approximate, like, you're not allowed, you still can't speak, but, like, say, for example, you're casting a spell that requires verbal and hand movements. So you're like, you know, you make gestures with your paws and you're like...
Yeah. Flame strike.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Oh my god, Cassie's just so useful now. I'm perfect. You're like the perfect... You can cast...
Cassius, you get bit three times.
Whoa. Uh-oh. I get 72 hit points.
You take 19 points of damage.
I can just heal myself.
You can heal yourself in bear and it's not going to even it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter because you're a fucking bear that can do spells and shit.
I'm a spell bear. Cassius Christie, who gives a hot dick, I'm a spell bear. Oh, man.
Yep. And then you get knocked to the ground.
Oh, no. Spell bear.
As they're like, goring into you, one of them like trips you over and you're now fighting from the ground.
Spell bear, help.
Don't worry, I got this.
Okay. Then, Iduri.
Mm-hmm.
They all attack you.
It's your armor class. I got it here. Okay, you get bit once. So the bears, like, lunge at you. You do, like, a mighty swing of your hammer.
Fuck off.
Two of them bat right the fuck off, afraid of your hammer. But one darts in and under your attack and bites you.
Oh,
you take
no.
5 points of damage.
Whatever, man.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck.
I'm
not even mad. I'm not even mad, you stupid wolves.
It tries to, like, pull your leg, but you, like, just stomp really hard on the
Whatever.
Ground. And it
I killed your
go.
Alpha before. I'll kill your alpha again. I was your alpha.
I've never killed an alpha.
No, we think we killed an alpha, Adam. I wore his skin.
Then a bunch of wolves dart to either side, and two attack Zilly.
Oh, no. Zilly.
Well.
Zilly. Might be in trouble.
Well.
Oh!
What? No!
Crit
failure.
Sad.
Crit half.
You guys are idiots.
No, it's a crit.
You changed the placements, Adam. Usually the fail's on the other side.
One of them has a clear blue dice with a number one. Adam? The other one has Adam? A head sailing through the air.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. So it's a crit hap for us?
Yes.
It's a crit bad against them. Whatever.
Yeah.
Pins and needles. You are sickened for 1d6 rounds.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor little
I don't even know how that happens.
Wolf's just like,
magic. It's weird.
Oh, I feel bad now. I feel sick.
He's like,
shouldn't have eaten that 2-day-old rabbit.
Yeah, sure. The 2-day-old rabbit like comes back to bite the wolf.
It's like, ugh, boy.
The other wolf, however, bites you, Zilly.
Oh, no.
You take 2 points of damage.
Oh, geez.
These fucking wolves, tell you what.
Fuck boy wolves.
Fuck boy goddamn wolves.
And, oh, you get floored, Zilly.
What?
It pulls, you fall onto your butt, and the wolf is on top of you now.
Oh, shit, mate.
Now it is Zilly's turn.
I'd like to cast web at the wolves that are attacking Cassius?
You're on the ground. There's like a wolf on top of you.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do also, that?
You can, but you have pressing issues. Yeah. Also, Webb would probably tangle Cassius as well.
Try and maybe magic missile some of the shit wolves.
Hold on.
Use your lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt is better for a line, though.
Right now, the way they've rearranged, you could quite easily hit like fucking 10 of them.
Do that one.
You are on the ground, though. So you need to make a concentration check. Otherwise, the spell will fail. Or, alternatively, you cannot make a concentration check. The wolves next to you get a free attack, and if they hit, you probably will fail.
How good.
So probably fail, or probably succeed.
Probably succeed.
Ah, damn it.
I guess.
Yes! You fail anyway!
That's odd.
Rude.
And mean. Cassius!
Hey, that was Jackson.
Actually, wait.
Oh, thanks.
Cassius is sad. Jackson's having a chuckle.
Cassius is a bear.
I don't know if that one's true.
Cassius is a bear right now. A magic bear.
That picture of a dog in the book.
That's
cute.
It's a cute dog.
He was just sitting there, his ears all just like a flump. I'm like, oh, cute. You charm some of these. Nah, whatever. Just maul the fuckers.
Oh,
there's no diplomacy here.
You cannot diplomatic a like, wolf.
Yeah, you're like... angry, you know, we've lost everything. You've probably lost an owl.
Yeah, I know. Chances are, Mr. Fist is dead.
Whatever.
It's the worst news.
The one thing I didn't want to happened. So, hey.
Yeah, fuck everyone else. If Mr. Fist lives, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
But no, Adam just decides that he wants hell on earth.
Monsieur Fist is dead.
Okay.
Monsieur Fist.
That's when this
beautiful
podcast
owl in all of Paris.
Gets redubbed in French for our French listeners.
Oh, good.
Our French listeners, D&D is für nuts.
Those loyal French
followers, all of our French listeners.
They'll be like, we finally understand this now. You've been speaking
I was listening to every
you
podcast.
You were speaking this weird English bullshit.
Now
you use a shit accent to mock my people. I understand. That's what they are all saying.
Yeah, but now...
But now they get it.
Now they're like, oh, fuck, okay.
Right.
Sick. What's your spell called? Your lightning spell?
Which one? Lightning bolt.
Okay.
It's very descriptive.
Good, it's a bolt of lightning.
Use that flame one you have.
There's one that I've got.
Well, I have the flame one or I have call lightning. So we could just electrocute the
you
entire
do fail.
Field.
So,
fucking wonderful, Adam. Wonderful.
I just wanted to double check the rules.
Fuck, I'm so mad at you today.
I'm pretty mad at me as well. I could have killed you way before this.
At this point, it would have been a better alternative.
Anyway, yeah, you fail the spell and you lose it. So you try to cast, but you're like, wolf.
Nah,
and you
funny.
Fail to get the spell off. So how many of those third level spells? I think you only get one a day, right? Pretty sure.
Three.
Three?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, you might have one bonus. Here, show me the sheet.
No, it's three.
No, three.
Is it?
Yeah.
Three? Or is that...
Bonus spells is one.
Ah, okay. So you get four in total then.
Yeah.
So you've used one, you get three. Lucky you can try again next round.
Fine, if I don't get it. What's happening?
Mm-hmm. You can try getting up if you want. If you do it... Okay, so there are two ways to get up. You can do it as a move action, which means you can get up this round, but the wolves will get a free attack against you. Or you can get up as a full round action, which you can't do this turn, but you can do some other turn, and then they don't get a free attack.
Nah, risk it to get the biscuit. Get up now.
Risk it for the biscuit.
How many wolves
They'll just knock you down again.
How many wolves are attacking?
Two. Only
That's
two have made their way to
She's
us.
Fine.
One of them does bite you.
She's a tough duck.
A further 6 points of damage. Where's the eraser?
She's a tough cookie.
Oh, no.
I mean, we are not winning this wolf fight just yet.
Or
burp, give us time.
Exactly.
And...
Ugh, bumpling burp.
What's your strength? Yeah, you get knocked to the ground again. Oh, no, wait. No, you don't.
Oh, all right.
You're fine. You're standing up now.
Fucking surprise.
Okay, Edoric.
I'm gonna like just.
You can use your bow and arrow if you want, but there's enemies next to you.
I'm just gonna attack the one near me. I can't attack the one near Zilly, can I?
You could turn around. You could get one of them, yeah. And theoretically, with Cleave, you could get all.
I'm gonna try and get the ones near Zilly.
Like that, theoretically, you could kill every wolf.
Not every wolf.
Nah.
Only the ones next to one.
But okay. A fair amount.
So you swing around. One, you hit one of them next to Zilly. It emits a yelp, which is cut abruptly short when you end its life almost instantaneously.
Oh, good.
Your attack continues, I assume. Do you want to hit as many as you physically can?
As many as I physically fucking can.
Yes! I'm like, fuck this wolf piece of shit.
Crit happens.
Yay.
A crumpling blow. Double damage and target is knocked prone. I don't think it could... Yeah, no, like minimum damage will kill it, so knocked prone means nothing.
Good.
Why did I even roll? Yeah. your hammer keeps going. One of the wolves was like leaping at you and your hammer knocks it into the ground. You see it like dig into, you know how there's fucking deep snow? You hear it dig into ground, and then you hear it hit the ground.
Good.
It like goes through all of that snow and still hits the ground with force.
Yes.
Out of the hole it made, there's like spurts of blood.
So good.
Good.
That's two dead so far.
Two fucking
dead.
That's
wolves.
Your
that's
attack continues.
Oh,
they
are so
jerks.
You hit another one.
Good.
Fuck.
Fuck you, wolf. Fuck you, other wolf.
Your attack keeps going. Slams into a third wolf. This wolf, like, you... Like, you hit something and you feel impact. You don't feel impact. It's like it didn't even hit the wolf. You just knock it like it wasn't even fucking there. You destroy another wolf. Keep going. You hit another wolf.
Edric is just a terror on the battlefield.
In one swing, you kill four wolves.
Jesus.
Excellent.
Good job. Edric.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we're going to have that much of a
no, man.
You did foreshadow.
You can move forward if you want.
And attack again?
Not attack again, no. No. Sorry, you need a separate feat that allows you to do that.
All right.
But you could move forward into a space occupied that was occupied by wolves. That would mean that you've got a bit more of a buffer between Zilly and the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
But Zilly is currently fighting a wolf. So you create more of a buffer, but you leave Zilly basically to deal with the wolf she's fighting.
Have faith in Zilly. That's what this has all been about. You never have. Have faith in Zilly.
But my protecty nature was like, it's protect true. Zilly.
You gotta cut the apron strings.
I do.
Edric.
You gotta cut the umbilical cord, Edric.
Yeah. All right, I move towards.
Take a step forward
to get to flank with Cassius.
Cassius, it's your turn.
Flaming sphere. Can I create that without damaging anyone else?
Yeah, you can create it over some wolves. You got to
I'm prone,
concentration
remember.
Though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because there's wolves about.
Flaming sphere.
Bow. You're like trying to cast a spell, but it's like the first time you've done it as an animal, and you're being attacked by wolves.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'd also be the first.
You can try to move
ever.
Backwards
I'll
into the space Edric left.
Yeah. That'll be me.
Cool. That's your turn.
Just scramble back.
Wolves turn. Zilly gets attacked by a wolf.
Wonderful. Just bloody
you get
fantastic.
Bit. The wolf like leaps up on you, bites your arm, nearly tears it off, and you take 4 damage.
Oh, that seems very inadequate.
Paltry.
Like.
Paltry true. Damage.
And it knocks you to the ground. It drags you down with it,
these
and you're on the ground.
Wolves.
Edric, you get bit at.
Good.
I like Edric's the only one who's done anything, really. That's good.
Uh-oh.
No. Uh-oh. God, I hope we don't just end up dead by wolves.
Crit. Crit
no!
sad for
oh,
Sam.
No.
Oh, no.
Crit sad for Sam.
You got 78 hits.
Tenacious wound. Normal damage and a D2 con damage. Target does not heal this damage naturally.
Mios Dios!
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, I see how it is.
You take 4 damage from the first bite. Oh, you get bit twice as a bunch of them leap up onto you.
Sometimes I like being the sound effects. Oh. Yeah, that's
so, do you have anything to heal con damage? Or
then,
is that like a
Do you have lesser restoration? I think you do, and that one does it. I'm pretty sure we've been over this. You take another 4 from the second bite, but the second bite...
Oh, I'm so tired.
I'm so sleepy.
But the second bite isn't like on the arm as the first one was. The second bite maybe like tears a chunk out of your throat.
Piece of shit.
Oh, wolf went for your throat. You take 1 point of constitution damage, which lowers your total and your effective by... sorry, quick maths for Adam. By 6 hit points.
So what am I on?
Whoa!
So your maximum hit points goes down to 72, and your current hit points goes down to 59.
Will our heroes be able to win this fight with a diminished Edric, or will they get eaten by wolves? Gosh, I hope so. Find out next time on Hus Firma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt. Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.